tell me, do you think that fights with friends can help us in any way? What do you think? Hi, my sweetie, you're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And do you know how important and how wonderful is not fighting with them, instead working with them together? That is what the story is going to tell you today. So let's listen to the story. Once upon a time, in a big green forest, there was a calm pond where an old crocodile and a playful, cheerful frog lived together. They liked the peaceful water in their home. Now, one sunny day, the old crocodile wanted to have friends over at the pond. So he shared that with the frog, and frog got excited. He was very excited, and he thought of helping crocodile to get things ready. He started decorating under the water, making it look nicer and nicer. But the moment all the friends came, the pond got messy. Now there were leaves, twigs, and mud everywhere. And now this clear pond started looking messy. All messy. Now, instead of working together to clean up, the crocodile and the frog started blaming each other. The crocodile was upset and said to the frog, "It's your fault. You were supposed to clean the pond. I mean, you were supposed to keep the pond clean." Hearing this, frog got upset and immediately he replied, No way. You invited all these friends. You should have made sure they didn't make a mess. How come I'm responsible for this? Better you know it's your fault. You are blamable. You better clean." Seeing them arguing with each other, they made a pond a noisy pond, an unhappy place for everybody. And everybody, all those friends, were seeing this. Now seeing this, they became sad and they left the place. Now seeing them fighting, a wise turtle spoke slowly and said,
Hold on. Blaming each other won't help. Why don't you work together to make the pond nice again? It's your home. You both would be living here. Let's not fight. Look, fighting you, even all your friends left. Seeing that, even they got uncomfortable and they left. See what you have done.
Hearing turtle advice, the crocodile and frog looked at each other. And they understood the turtle's words. They immediately put their differences aside and worked as a team. And slowly, slowly, they cleaned up the mess and made the pond clear, sparkling again. Now Now, as they worked together, the crocodile and frog became friends. They realized frog's quickness and the crocodile's strength made the cleanup easier. Once the pond sparkled again, and the crocodile and frog felt so happy seeing that. And of course, they said sorry for blaming each other. They understood working together makes things easier. And their pond became a symbol of friendship and taught everyone in the forest that unity during challenges is just wonderful. From that day on, the crocodile and frog were best friends. They learned that solving problems together is better than blaming and fighting with each other. Now, once messy pond became a reminder to everyone in the forest about the importance of working together and staying united in tough times. So, my darling, we need to understand nothing we achieve with fights. Don't fight with your friends. Just try to work out together. And with this thought, let's not forget, it's time to sleep together. Now close your eyes. Close. It's time to sleep tight. And say, good night, Panda Mama. Good night. Hey, before you leave, let's wish Jackson happy birthday. I know you're turning 9 this March. Wishing you all the love, joy, happiness, whatever you wish for, my darling. And thanks for all your love. Yeah? And Yashav Sharma, I got to know how you feel asleep hearing that Aladdin and magic lamp, isn't it? You love that story. I know it. The way I love you. Now on this note, let's sleep tight and say, you're already smart. Good night, Panda Mama. Good night.